323-BALL. Bake them!
Now here's something we hope you'll really like.
We start our daily broadcast.
Who listens to radio? That go where you go medium called radio. That's with you every night through the long commuter fight. And in the morning.
FM.
Good.
Who listens to radio? No matter if it's summer, winter, spring, or fall. Who listens to radio? Only 150 million.
I want to be a DJ.
You do?
Woo! 150 million people. That's all.
That's the radio.
I think I heard of that. It's called the radio.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. The top Democrats in Congress, Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer, say President Trump told them he'd take a look at a bill to expand federal background checks on people acquiring guns. The top Senate Republican, Mitch McConnell, has opposed that idea, but tells Kentucky radio station WHAS,
when we get back, hopefully we'll be in a position to agree on things on a bipartisan basis and go forward and make a law.
Congress is back in session next month. President Trump names Joseph McGuire as acting director of national intelligence.
McGuire is currently the director of the National Counterterrorism Center. DNI Dan Coats and his deputy Sue Gordon are set to leave their posts on August 15th. And the top Democrat on the Senate Intelligence Committee, Mark Warner, in a tweet suggesting they were pushed out, saying, quote, the president has shown that he has no problem prioritizing his political ego, even if it comes at the expense of our national security.
Fox's Sean Langell in Washington. This is Fox News.
Glitters is good when she's buying a stairway to heaven. When she gets there, she knows that the stores are all closed. With a bird, she can get what she came for.
Led Zeppelin, polka style.
Been a long time since I rocked and rolled. Been a long time since I did the stroll. Been a long time, been a long time, been a long, lonely, 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 lonely time.
In honor of National Polka Day, it's the greatest hits of Led Zeppelin.
Hey, hey, mama, since the way you move, gonna make you sweat, gonna make you groove. Ah, 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 ah. Baby, I'm not fooling. I'm gonna send you back to schooling. I'm going to give you my love. Want a whole lot of love. Want a whole lot of love.
Into the Holy Grail of morning shows, starring Greg Budell.
I am an enchanter. There are some who call me Tim.
Oh, my goodness, Timmy.
Jay Scott.
Help, help, I'm being repressed.
Emily Hayes.
Spank me. And spank me. And me. And me. Yes.
Bailey, the Wonder Dog. And Rich Thomas.
I feel happy. I feel happy.
Thanks very much.
So grab those coconut shells and let's gallop forward to Camelot. It's three men and a lady.
I have to push the pram along.
No, on second thoughts, let's not go to Camelot. It is a silly place.
Hey, welcome to Friday morning on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV with three men and a lady. My name is Greg. I'm your gracious, patiently truculent host, Jay Scott, coming up with random facts. It's always a good time with Emily Hayes.
Yay, fun!
But what about the weather?
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits, good home time, and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
There are two sides to the story. There is the ridiculous heat, which is going to get worse, I think, by early next week. And there's the strong storms that big heat produces, which yesterday it was feast or famine. The airport had trace. Some of you, well, I know one neighborhood on Bell Road, 1.87. You know, so here's the deal. Heat advisory continues today. The heat index, 105 to 108. Yeah, the airport got to 108 yesterday. Today's high around 96, 97, somewhere in that neighborhood. Scattered afternoon storms. A couple could be strong. Overnight low 76. Generous supply of showers and storms tomorrow. Random, feast or famine. And then scattered storms on Sunday with the intense weekend heat continuing. Triple-digit heat indices. But get this. The heat level actually is worse Monday through Wednesday with some numbers that I can't believe. 111, 113. And that's serious heat. Right now this morning, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 75 at 611.
What day is that?
Friday.
Get up, okay?
But it's Friday.
Kind of grumpy today, dude. I didn't get a lot of sleep last night.
Just didn't get much sleep last night.
It's been a long week, huh?
Why are you so grumpy?
Take a hint.
You can really tell who is a morning person and who is not.
What time is it?
Time to wake up!
Do any of you people do any actual work?
I don't understand what you just said.
Get up!
It's showtime, baby!
All kinds of new stuff. Well, first of all, we're going to be celebrating a birthday when we hook up on TV.
I noticed they didn't mention it last hour on TV.
They
so
didn't.
Maybe he doesn't want it mentioned, but he's going to get it mentioned.
He's going to get it mentioned. That's how it works in this business.
Yep.
I stopped. The birthday cake that's left over downstairs is 2 days old.
It's getting old.
But we just need it so it looks like a birthday cake, but I made a special stop this morning at the 24-hour Walgreens and purchased these Twinkies. Now, let me ask you, do these look smaller than the Twinkies we used to get?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
They've downsized these.
They sure have, and they haven't downsized the price.
Oh, they... And I got a couple of Hostess cupcakes. Four snacks. Two Twinkies, two cupcakes, $3.30.
Oh, my gosh. You know where their cost plus 10%?
Food outlet?
Yeah.
Unfortunately, they're not open until 7.
Yeah.
So I didn't have that option.
Don't have that middle-of-the-night option.
And you know me, I never think a day ahead, so I just never got by there yesterday. But for $3.30, you can almost get a whole cake. You can get a whole coffee cake at food outlet.
Can you imagine the food you could get over there? Yeah.
How was the sandwich?
It was great. And I'm okay without lettuce. The bacon was so crispy. And the tomatoes were so juicy. Then you add the mayonnaise, which was great.
I buy the tomatoes and let them ripen so that by the time they make it to your sandwich, they have had some time to really build up flavor.
Well, I'm sad we didn't get any more from your garden, but I am happy that you have acquired a great source of...
I don't know what's going on with the garden. The first year, I couldn't keep up with them. I was pulling cucumbers out of the ground that looked like World War II bombs. And
I was eating them like a champ.
And tomatoes every day. Four or five were ready for picking.
Right.
This year, I got like 12 cherry tomatoes and one that you could put in the palm of your hand and then close your hand and it would fit. And that was it. I don't know what happened. I think grass, there was too much grass around it. It was draining the nutrition away from the tomato plants. But John Cato's going to come out and mow all that down.
So
and that's it. I'm going to have something else put out there.
All right. Well,
my farming days are over. I'm retiring.
You did have that great crop, though, a couple of years ago.
I know. That's what I don't understand. In fact, Papa John, who is a farmer, came out and he turned the soil over, and he says, man, you've got great soil back here. Yeah. It should be excellent. And it was the first year. I don't know what happened. I don't know if the dogs went out there and tinkled too much.
We know what happened the year before. That was too much rain. They were drowned.
If it seems like we're killing time because Jay and Emily aren't here, it's because we're killing time because Jay and Emily are here yet. And I'm not sure why.
Well,
We have no local news. Maybe Jay is working on that.
He could be putting out fires.
That's probably it. So let's go with this.
Mr. Electric presents the most electrifying story of the day. For service, installation, and upfront pricing, call Mr. Electric at 334-245-1566. Here with today's high voltage news, it's Greg Budell.
You're probably going to think I didn't look too hard for something electrifying, and there's a bunch of choices today. But I just thought the fact that a young girl was bitten by Wayne Newton's monkey was electrifying.
What?
Yeah. Wayne Newton, who was here in town not that long ago. Remember, we were playing some of his greatest hits to give away tickets?
Can you play a note from like one of his songs? Maybe Daddy, Don't You Walk So Fast.
Let me see if we have that in here.
Oh, there you go.
Anyway, if you saw the movie Vegas Vacation, the parts of that were actually shot in his house.
Uh-huh.
And he has a monkey. And apparently it's a bad monkey. This woman is suing Wayne for $15,000 because his monkey bit her daughter during a tour of Wayne's Vegas home.
Oh, my gosh.
It is no longer available, I guess, because of this vicious monkey.
Jeez.
He should spank that monkey.
If you weren't going to say it, I was standing by for that moment.
He should spank that bad monkey because he had to shut the tours down. It used to be called Casa de Shenandoah. The lawsuit says without any provocation whatsoever, the monkey viciously attacked and bit the victim.
I remember when you shut down the tours at your house. That was sad.
I'm going to reopen that. So I need the money. I am so broke. It's ridiculous. I also just did something stupid.
No.
Yeah.
You?
It's habit forming.
What happened? Did you get blocked from Facebook?
No, I'm out of Facebook prison.
That's great, man. You look great.
And I want to thank all the people who came by and threw cigarettes over the wall. So, and I, you know, cigarettes are big time currency when you're in jail.
When they run your rap sheet,
it's
going to show up.
Yeah, Facebook jail. Trade for a lot of good stuff. I think if Wayne's going to, or at least at the time he had his house open for tours, you got to control your monkey. You've got to have a disciplined.
Well, I mean, in this day and age,
primate.
Well, you know, in this day and age, if you're going to have people in your home,
yeah,
and you have pets,
well,
you take precautions.
I know Michael Jackson, of course. It's no surprise or shock to anyone that he had a monkey. I think Justin Bieber had some immigration problems when he took his monkey to Europe.
Mm.
Well, yeah, you can't even take your pet to Hawaii without having it quarantined there for 6 months.
Yeah.
So if you get any big ideas about moving to Hawaii with Bailey, I'm just telling you, two will be.
He's
separated.
Here to shut them down.
You'll have visiting days.
Bailey, I'm not going to let.
Get a duck.
Quack, quack. Hey.
Hey.
Sup?
How was your downstairs sandwich?
Excellent. Good. Is it just... I've noticed, though, I don't know if it's because I arrive at a different time than everybody else, but the lettuce is...
It's BT's.
No, okay, was it BT's earlier this week too?
Yeah, it was.
Okay,
yeah.
Just making sure I'm not crazy.
It's BT week.
Somebody was hoarding lettuce.
National BT week.
Oh.
I thought I had bought a head of lettuce last Sunday. And I got a crisper, so it stays fresh. And when I went to look for my lettuce, I couldn't get any head. Yeah. The head was not to be found. I found a bag of spinach. And I even offered, I texted Rich, and I said, would you like spinach instead of lettuce?
Richie doesn't do spinach.
So, and he speaks for the group, so.
We won't, when we're off mic here, we'll talk about their special festivities. Since you like festivities?
At
6:40.
Oh, yay! Bless him.
I went to the all-night Walgreens to get Twinkies.
He's got some
and I got candles
too.
Those are right here. So, but who's going to set this up? I got to be ready to light.
And don't you think we should sing happy birthday to him?
We should start with that.
Yeah?
Even though I listened last hour, they didn't mention it.
They didn't mention it?
Well, guess what?
We're going to.
Yeah, I'm not kidding.
We don't let celebrations just slide by here.
We didn't get that memo.
They want to tease
sure
him about
his birthday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, no local news.
Because it's his birthday.
Either, which is why I was down there.
No weather? I know I sent weather.
He didn't put it in.
Oh.
What's the name of that trampoline place that they do all the kid parties at?
Newtopia. Launch.
Yeah, Launch Trampoline.
Launch, yeah. I know there's one in...
What's a good place where you...
Chuck
E. Cheese. Well, that worked yesterday, yes. All right, and how many candles should we light?
Well, you know, how flammable is this room?
It's not that flammable.
All right.
I'd mention he should go to Looney's for a skate party, but I don't think he'd catch that reference.
I double-checked. It says today is his birthday.
Yep. All right.
All right, we're in business.
We're doing this.
Yesterday,
December 7th, 1941, a date...
Which will live in fun for me, because we were talking about Terry Adams. Uh-huh. Hung out with us yesterday afternoon, and of course, it's a brand new month at Adams Motorsports, and that means the manufacturers continue to offer big rebates, super low interest rates, and you should buy at Terry's store because they finance right there using the manufacturer's money. They want you to buy the product, and they'll give you an incredibly low interest rate to do it. Polaris, Kawasaki, Suzuki, all the major name brands, they support their products, and you don't have to have an 850 credit score to get it. Decent credit gets you the lowest interest rates at Adams Motorsports on whatever it is you're interested for. Off-road fun with Polaris, bikes and scooters from Kawasaki, Suzuki, and Kymco. That's the one that gets like 150 miles per gallon. And, of course, at Adams Motorsports, they also have a good pre-owned inventory in stock and a service department to support your purchase that Terry continually strives to make the best in the country. 99% usually is their customer satisfaction rating. He's always shooting for 100. So you're in the best possible hands with our friend, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister Playtime, Terry Adams at Adams Motorsports, 528 Northeastern Boulevard, the bypass at Hackle. Jeez, I forgot to ask him if he has jet skis. You'd find that out at adamsmotorsports.com, same website. You can start your credit app at 622. The timeline for the ninth day of August is coming up next, birthdays and all that kind of stuff. And then we will celebrate with young Andrew as we join the cast of Rising in about 18 shopping minutes.
Montgomery Skywatch with a look at your early morning traffic, and it's a good time to be traveling because we don't have a lot of delays for you. The boulevard's moving along pretty well. Watch out around the intersections. If you're on the 31s, we don't have any delays this morning, and both interstates, I-65 and I-85, are up at a speed limit ride. Buses are out picking up kids, so be careful this morning. Haynes Ambulance is there when you need them, both on the ground and in the air. Haynes Ambulance, proudly serving Central Alabama. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
Thank you for voting the Vance Law Firm best of the best in Central Alabama for 6 straight years. Dial 3 for me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15 SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224.
Boy, I'm itching for hunting season. What are you planting for your food plot this year?
Don't rightly know yet. There's so many options, but some of them seem kind of gimmicky.
That's what I think. I'm going to Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out at the Doster Center. Over 25 vendors will be there, and they're offering big discounts to folks there that order early.
I'll meet you there.
Prattville Farm Center's Hunter's Night Out, Thursday, August 15th, 5:30 p.m. at the Doster Center. Admission is free. Call 365-5400.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Who needs a one-stop truck repair? Most likely you do.
We can fix anything that's got an engine. You got a minute, I'll just mention 18-wheelers, boats and cars, tractors, combines. We got your tires. We can tune your diesel, change your oil, do your brakes, replace your coil. Your AC's broke, you're getting hot, we'll fix that too. Anything you got. We wash rigs, RVs, graders, make them shine like ripe tomatoes. We do inspections for DOT, diagnostic checks from A to Z. Say you're broke down, hauling a load. We'll come to you beside the road 24-7, anywhere surrounding Montgomery, Elmore, and Autauga County. No job's too big, no job's too small. If it's broke, you know who to call. A one-stop truck repair, 334-647-1301. 3996 Birmingham Highway, Montgomery. One call, we do it all. 334-647-1301.
Check us out at truckrepair911.com. Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/work. That's ZipRecruiter.com/work. ZipRecruiter.com/work.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is Bob. Bob used to be a hard worker, but lately his performance has been soft. So Bob made a call to WorkZite, the once-daily pill that treats ED in the workplace. And now Bob gets a raise. Every day. And that makes two people very happy. Bob's wife and Bob's boss.
Keep those customers satisfied and I'm satisfied, Bob.
WorkZite. Work harder.
6:27 with the timeline for August 9th. Here is your host, Reg Thomas.
Thank you, announcer. It's the 221st day of the year. There are 144 days left, and we're getting it said for Chicago. Today is National Women's Day.
Hey! I'm a woman.
You're a woman? Used to be called National... No.
Oh. Well, it's National Broads Day. Then we got... Politically correct. And
we got those voting rights and so much change.
That's right.
Before that, it was National Dames Day.
You've come, what was it, cigarette? You come a long way, baby. This is National Kool-Aid Day. You know, I have fond memories of that. My mom would make it with, you know, she'd put the sugar in with the cool in the milk bottles, it would, a gallon at a time, ice cold on a hot summer day, Kool-Aid.
That was great.
Strawberry Kool-Aid.
We always wanted to get the picture, though. They had the Kool-Aid face on it.
Yeah.
Their factory was not far from our house.
The Kool-Aid factory?
And they had a water tower.
It
had the Kool-Aid face on it.
Oh, that is so cool.
And it lit up at night.
I haven't had Kool-Aid. Oh, that's going to take
just
me
like
back.
My dad.
Yeah. Tomorrow is National Lazy Day. That's nice to have it on a Saturday, right?
Nice to have it on a Saturday that you're moving.
Oh, that's right.
We can't win for losing.
Emily, why are you not participating? Because it's National Lazy Day. 229 years ago, in 1790, the Columbia returned to Boston Harbor after a 3-year voyage, becoming the first ship to carry the American flag around the world. On this date, 165 years ago, 1854, Henry David Thoreau published Walden, which described his experiences living near Walden Pond in Massachusetts.
Cliff notes were really good
on that book. 717 years ago, 1902, Edward VII was crowned the King of England following the death of his mother, Queen Victoria. Now, he's the one with the speech...
No.
No, that Edward, was the one that fought, the one that abdicated was the guy after him.
Okay.
It's Queen Elizabeth's dad.
Gotcha.
83 years ago, 1936, Jesse Owens shoved it in Hitler's face by leading the U.S. in the 400-meter relay team to the gold medal at Berlin Olympics, becoming the first person to win four gold medals. Take that, Hitler. 75 years ago today, the Forest Service and Wartime Advertising Council unleashed the fire prevention spokesman, Smokey the Bear. Happy 75th birthday, Smokey.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
74 years ago, 1945, 3 days after the atomic bombing of Hiroshima, the United States exploded another A-bomb over Nagasaki, killing an estimated 74,000 people. Not long after that, Japan said uncle. 1967 on this date, Scott McKenzie, number one on the charts with San Francisco, Be Sure to Wear Some Flowers in Your Hair, written by John Phillips of the Mamas and the Papas.
I didn't know that. I had him on my show, you know.
Was he a nice guy? Or
he was great. It was after he got sober. His book was basically about, you know.
Did he do drugs?
Yes, big time.
I'm kidding.
And
he was the poster child.
And he's McKenzie Phillips' Stan.
Yeah, we do know that.
She was a mess.
Well, we know why. They were they were very close to each other. Too many times. Too many times. Now our song of the day. Let's get that thought out of our head.
Thank you.
Does this qualify as a song of summer? Are you kidding? Released on July 8th, 1968. It's a summer single from the Boys of Summer. 51 years ago, let's do it again. Beach Boys Timeline.
It's automatic and I'm dark.
Summer. We'll do some more before the summer's over. Hey, so, you know, we celebrated a few days ago, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing, and of course we got Woodstock coming up, the 50th anniversary of that. This is also the 50th anniversary today that pregnant actress Sharon Tate and coffee heiress Abigail Folger and four others found murdered in their home. Tate shared with husband Roman Polanski, and Charlie Manson and his insane followers were later convicted of the murders. What a summer. And yeah. Chappaquiddick that summer?
The Tate-LoBianca murders, though, did not get traction until they found Charles Manson.
Right.
And his bizarre cult. Mm-hmm. That's when it became a story, because I remember seeing it in the newspaper, and it was just a couple of paragraphs.
Yeah, Sharon Tate murdered.
Nobody really knew her.
Mm. There's a movie coming out, right?
Is it
about Sharon?
Once upon a time in Hollywood.
Yeah, the Quentin Tarantino film.
No.
Oh
no!
Carry on.
This is the day 45 years ago, 1974, 12 noon, Richard Nixon became the first president to resign from the office. Vice President Gerald Ford sworn in. At one point, Air Force One had an identity change in the air.
At noon.
It went from Air Force One to, I forget the tail name of the...
We should know the audio from that.
We have clearance, Clarence.
Roger. What's our vector, Victor?
Yeah, it became... the call sign of the airplane. 24 years ago in 1995, the Grateful Dead leader stoner Jerry Garcia died of a heart attack. He was undergoing drug rehabilitation in San Francisco, and he was only 53.
Ham sandwich, right?
Yeah, you would think. On that same day, 1995, Northern Exposure last airs. I don't know if you guys are fans, but I am such a big fan.
I watched it a couple of times.
I love it. It's about a little town in Alaska.
I love the moose.
Hot diggity!
19 years ago in 2000, Bridgestone Firestone announced it was recalling 6.5 million tires that had been implicated in hundreds of accidents and at least 46 deaths.
That was a big deal.
Yeah.
It was a lot of Ford stuff, too. Like, a lot of Ford cars and trucks.
2003, it's 5 o'clock somewhere. Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett peaking at number one. 15 years ago in 2004, Donald Duck finally gets his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. He did not wear pants to the ceremony. Birthdays. Whitney Houston would have been 56 today. Gillian Anderson is 51. Special Agent Dana Scully on The X-Files. Deion Sanders and All His Rings and is 52.
I remember watching him in a spring training game when he joined the Yankees. And he hit a home run. And as he ran the bases, you could see like 6 gold chains bouncing up and down on his chest. He really pumped up the baseball uniform.
Tough last name. She's 55 today. That's Jenna Bush's co-host on the third hour? No, the fourth hour of Today Show.
The 75th hour of the Today Show.
Melanie Griffin is 62. Sam Elliott is 75. Countdowns. We are 3 weeks to the day from Labor Day weekend. The Duncan and Sons Predict-a-thon, and the next day is SEC football.
Roll Tide.
Somebody yelled that in my ear during my weather hit at 5:50 a.m. Thanks, AJ.
Oh, dang.
Birthday madness begins 4 Fridays later.
Yay!
Christmas Day just 138 days away, and now you're up to date on your timeline.
With your host, Rich.
This thing is nuts, man.
Look, I do not want a big fuss made on my birthday.
You're getting, I guess we can tell him, you're getting 2 Twinkies and 6 candles. That's
fine.
It.
That's fine.
And that's birthday and Christmas.
Since it's so close together.
Mister.
Thanks, Dad. Yesterday afternoon, we had the founding father. Well, actually, his dad founded it, of Adams Drugs, and my buddy Jim Smith in the studio, and got the story on the origins and how, from the very get-go, they were all about providing an extraordinary level of customer service. In fact, one of our listeners, Mike, who's been with us for a long, long time, said that his dad, when he worked on Adams Street, right down from that first location, it used to be called Adams Street Drugs. And then they changed it when they added locations. So it's not named after somebody named Adams. And I think that's a cool story. Son inherited the store. And they're in the process, by the way. We're getting some names. They're having a reunion of the 50th anniversary Robert E. Lee High School football team. And they're having trouble finding some of the guys that played way back then. And as soon as I get that list, I'll get it out on the air. It was just nice to welcome them, Mike Vinson and Jim Smith yesterday, and of course we talked about the extraordinary customer service everybody can expect when you get your prescriptions, over-the-counter needs, and enjoy the gift shops at all 12 Adams Drugs locations. Go to adamsdrugs.net to find the one nearest you.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber.
We're in the mid-90s today, tomorrow, and Sunday. Then the upper 90s on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. Upper 90s. And the heat indices, which today will be 105 to 108. By early next week, we'll be more like 108 to 113. Crazy numbers.
Wow.
So really serious heat. There'll be some scattered afternoon and evening storms around today. And again, like the last couple of days, they'll be moving in clusters from the northwest to the southeast. Overnight low tonight down to about 76. Tomorrow, a generous supply of showers and storms again. And I wouldn't be surprised if there's a couple of warnings today, tomorrow, or Sunday, like there was yesterday. Some of these storms get out of hand with this kind of heat. Scattered storms continue on Sunday. Intense heat over the weekend with triple-digit heat indices. And I talked about, I already told you, about the heat indices next week. Don't even ask. They're crazy numbers. Check out my morning video this morning if you want to be really shocked. Right now this morning, Calm winds, mostly clear skies. Temperature is 75 at 639.
With ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cash checking account, you can earn 4% APY on balances up to $30,000. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE.
I'm out of Facebook jail. I was able to post your weather video this morning.
Yeah.
Rich Thomas says the temperatures are getting hotter.
And Leon's getting larger.
It's showtime.
All right, should I start lighting candles?
Not yet.
Oh, when should he?
When we hear the truck open.
Well, they would stay lit, wouldn't they? If you did them now. It'd still be lit.
I would just wait till I heard the intro.
He's got to light six of them.
Yeah, I would do it. I'd do it now.
Sometimes birthday candles can be stubborn.
I know.
Two.
Remember those trick birthday candles where you can't blow them out?
Can I put a cigarette?
No.
No, don't do that. He doesn't even know what cigarettes are about.
Is he old enough to buy
them? He's never seen one of those.
He's had candy cigarettes. Remember those? What an idea that was.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
Hi from Montgomery, it's the all-new Rising at 6 on CBS 8 and ABC 32.
When are you the most adventurous in your life? Apparently, when you're old enough to be able to afford to do adventurous stuff.
That makes sense. According to a new study, the age we are when we're the most adventurous is 34, and we spend more than $2,000 a year on adventurous activities like trips, experiences like rock climbing or skydiving, and trying exotic foods. There's a lot to talk about with this. We want to hear from our most adventurous friends out there. News Talk 93.1. Good morning, guys.
Happy birthday, dear Andrew. Happy birthday to you.
Yay!
Wow, that sounded like a four-part harmony with producer John in my ear as well. Thank you guys so much. Appreciate it.
We sing on the weekends. We're called Four Dog Morning.
Four Dog Morning. Wow. There used to be a group, Andrew, called Three Dog Night.
Now, you got to make a wish.
I know. I've seen them in concert. We've had this conversation before.
There's something else called the Hair of the Dog Morning.
Yeah. You would know about that, Ryan.
And speaking of adventurous,
yeah.
When you go to any store at 4:30 in the morning in town, there's a little adventure
to buy there, Twinkies.
Twinkies are like $1.50 a package.
His outrage.
You make the wish and I'll blow these out for you.
Just tell us when.
Yeah.
I made my wish.
Okay, we're gonna do this. Since you can't do that from 3 miles away.
God, look at all that slobber.
That's the loudest blow I've ever heard.
That'll dry out in a little bit.
Sylvester the cat.
What if it was hot weather, right?
Yeah. The dew point just went up to like 96 in that studio.
He's pretty adventurous this morning.
Emergency.
He's adventurous.
You know, you're many years from being 34. In fact, now that you're old enough to buy adult beverages, I am your future if you make the wrong choice. Yeah. So just
you're the future. That's the future, right?
Turn back.
We dressed in yellow this morning as a...
Caution.
Caution.
We called each other. What should we wear for Andrew's birthday?
We did not. It was so random.
We decided on yellow. Wow, that looks good on TV. Look at all. It's very bright.
Yeah, it's too bright, right?
And then you get to me and Jay, who are like storm clouds among your sunshine.
Now, Emily is approaching that age.
What age?
Reality.
Well...
I am 34, you big doofus.
Oh, then...
Do you skydive?
What kind of adventure... How adventurous are you, then?
How adventurous?
I would say...
Oh, you're not going
to... Alcohol doesn't count.
Shut up, Jay.
34 is an awesome age. And, in fact, I was working for... in TV in South Florida for the ABC affiliate there. Pardon me.
Yeah?
And... I did features at the end of the news. It used to be a thing. You used to have somebody do something weird at the end of the news.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to my news director, and I said, I'd like to do a two-part thing on learning to skydive. I really wanted to do it. Mm. And I said, the first segment we do will be about learning how to do it, and then let's do a live skydive at the end of the 5:30.
Yeah.
And he looks, thinks for a second and looks at me and says, what happens if your parachute doesn't open? I said, then you got your top story at 6.
That's right. There's the lead story later.
You're first on the scene.
Right.
Yeah. Breaking news.
Right.
I don't jump out of airplanes. Do you? Are you guys jump?
I would have done it then, but I wouldn't do it today.
And I don't bungee. Do you ever bungee?
I remember as a teenager, I really wanted to bungee jump.
You bungee, guys?
Not now.
But skydiving is on my bucket list. I just got to get around to doing it.
Yeah.
Well,
what about
you,
Jay? What's the most adventurous thing
you've
ever done?
You've bungee jumped?
I've bungee jumped.
I've known you for 14 years. I had never heard that.
I would skydive, too.
You would?
I would totally do it, yeah.
Didn't George Bush do it at age 90 or something?
Yeah, George Herbert Walker Bush did.
Yeah, the oldest.
HW. Yeah.
I'd do it.
Mm. In fact, he did it every 5 years from age 80 on.
I think so.
Just to prove he could do it, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Never lose your sense of adventure.
Yeah, apparently you peak at 34, though.
And what are you going to do to celebrate your birthday?
I still got a little bit more time.
You got 8 more years there, buddy.
I'm going up to visit some friends in Nashville later
tonight. Oh, fun.
Very cool. Very cool. Out on Broadway, and there's some really cool places.
I've only driven through it.
Oh, it's a fun nightlife.
It looks like Oz off to the left there.
Yeah.
Driving up
packed.
65.
Yeah. I've had a few late nights at Tootsie's.
Oh, Tootsie's is...
All right, guys. We are out
Andrew's
of time,
like,
unfortunately.
No.
Wait a minute. I want to hear more about the Tootsie.
On air. Maybe that'll be our Monday topic, and I can include my Tootsie stories.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Well.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, Andrew.
Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
We'll see you on Monday. And to hear more from Three Men and a Lady, be sure to tune in to News Talk 93.1, Monday through Friday, starting at 6.
Soggy Twinkies.
I think that went really well.
Yeah.
Good job on you guys for thinking of how to do something to celebrate Andrew.
I get the impression that he probably told them ixnay on the birthday, but
well,
that's all right.
He didn't tell us.
Yeah, we didn't get that memo.
The thing, if you're going to tell us that we can't do any April Fool's jokes, then you got to tell us that we can't do birthdays either.
Right.
Because we celebrate people.
Now, I did have a great idea for April Fool's next
that's
year.
A nice picture.
Mm-hmm.
But it escapes me at the moment, so... But I think you would have liked it.
Me?
Yeah, because I tried to think like you. You're very creative.
Give those Twinkies to Baron.
Sure, we could congratulate him on his awesome ratings and light him up again. And why not? I don't think he watches that segment in the morning.
I don't think so.
Meatless Whoppers? Yes, it's a thing. And Porch Pirates? Once again, becoming an issue, but we've got just the detective to take care of that problem. Coming up at 6:47, let's visit with Jeff, and then we'll be back with today's Cheap and Trash.
Montgomery Skywatch rolling right on through your Friday morning rush hour, and we don't see a lot of problems out there on the roadways for you. We do see one accident. It's on Highway 80 in the Mount Meigs area, right at Highway 126 in front of the Circle K, and the road is blocked right there. Otherwise, everything looks pretty good for a Friday morning. The 31s are all moving along okay. We don't have any big problems on the interstates, and the traffic on the boulevard is building up quickly, so be careful around the intersections, and let's get our weekend rolling. Fall semester classes at Trenum State Community College begin August 16th. Start the enrollment process now. Call 420-4200. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
School is back in session. Please be aware of school bus signals. Watch out for kids getting on and off buses and pay attention to school zone speeds. The Vance Law Firm wants to keep you and our children safe.
You post, pin, blog, shop, share, like, tweet, and retweet. Now you can do it all and a lot more for just $24.99 a month. It's WOW's Internet 100. All the speed you need with no data caps. Act now and you can get Internet 100 for only $24.99 per month for 12 months with a 2-year agreement, auto pay, and paperless billing. Now that's something to post about and tweet and blog and email. Call now at 1-866-WOW-WAY-2. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer for new customers subject to change. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, Baron Coleman here for my friends over at 4 Healthy Pets. 4 Healthy Pets is on the Atlanta Highway, just up the hill from Faulkner University in the HealthWise Foods Shopping Center. 4 Healthy Pets is where you'll find all your favorite companies like Fromm, Nature's Logic, Victor, Nulo, Earthborn Venture, Nutrisource, Waruva, Farmina, Open Farm, First Mate, K9 Naturals, and more. 4 Healthy Pets even has freeze-dried and frozen brands like Answers, Primal, Northwest Naturals, Nature's Logic, and more. Come get your favorite brands at 4 Healthy Pets or check them out online, 4HealthyPetsOnline.com.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group.
I'm talking to you today about rental property. Many people own rental property in our area, but struggle with managing their own property. They rent to people they don't know anything about and allow them to be in their property and not pay regularly and destroy their property. I've been handling rental property for others for over four decades. Most of our tenants are multi-year tenants, some as long as 10 years in the same house. They pay on time, take care of the house and yard. We'll call you when something is wrong so we can get it fixed. We only use licensed and bonded repair people so the tenant can feel comfortable allowing a service technician into the home. Tired of renting property on your own? Get the best professional management company in our area, the Goodson Group. Call Bo Goodson, 551-0225. Text or call me, 221-2883.
United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. Summer is here and it is hot and humid.
No doubt, and nobody wants to come home to a hot house.
Don't be uncomfortable in your own home with an old AC that runs all the time. Let a comfort specialist from United give you a free estimate on a system replacement or an evaluation of your ductwork.
That's right, we also specialize in ductwork and airflow too.
There are a lot of times your AC runs for a long time because you're losing most of your cold air in your attic. So remember, sealed and properly sized ductwork will help your AC not work as hard and help save energy.
Don't waste your hard-earned money cooling your attic. Give us a call today.
Stop throwing money away on high utility bills and call United today at 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560.
The Health and Wealth Show on WACV, weeknights at 7, Saturday mornings at 8:30, and Sundays at 1 in the afternoon. Watch for the Health and Wealth Show weekends on the CW and ABC 32. The Health and Wealth Show with David Ernest.
Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
David Caruso is back to solve crimes with the help of Amazon's Ring cameras. It's CSI Amazon. What do we got?
Horatio, we have Ring camera video footage of the perp stealing Amazon packages.
Looks like he'll go to prison with two-day delivery. They'll solve the case while the body is fresh. Amazon Fresh.
Horatio, the footage from the doorbell shows the perp's face.
We'll solve this Amazon crime with Amazon Prime. CSI Amazon. David Caruso is delivering justice while all his salary goes to Jeff Bezos.
That was fun.
Hollywood Hotel, good evening. The picture? Oh, yes, it's the biggest show of the season. Everybody's in it.
All right, let's start to keep it trashy with movies that nobody's going to go out and see this weekend.
You don't know that.
Yeah.
All right,
yeah,
maybe Dora and the Lost City of Gold.
No, I have no desire to see that at all.
What? Which one could I see today that I would like?
Well, none. How about Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark? I saw the trailer for that.
I thought you were...
No, he said what he would like.
Oh. Yeah.
And I don't think he would like that. You might like The Kitchen. I don't know.
The Kitchen.
But that one I want to see. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark, I would like to see.
Velomentigitis is going to be in the Art of Racing in the Rain. That opens The Kitchen.
Velomentigitis.
Elizabeth Moss, Melissa McCarthy, and Tim Allen.
The Kitchen. When is The Living Room open? Do you know?
And Brian Banks is the five movies opening this weekend. And I'll bet none of these finish in the top five. Maybe Dora.
Being a kids movie? Possibly. I think at least one of them will finish in the top five, yes.
How are we doing on the box office now? What's, I forget, you did it Monday. Well, who... Disney's still having an incredible...
The story is that Disney has already broken the record for a full year's box office and still has big movies yet to be released. Jay knows those.
Star Wars, Frozen 2.
Maleficent.
Maleficent, yes.
You and M words just not happening today, huh?
How about marijuana?
Mesolithemioma. That's coming.
The reason I mentioned marijuana is that the Outlands, no, the Outside Lands Festival.
What? Badlands.
In San Francisco will be the first music festival to sell pot on site.
Wow, officially.
I was about to say, when has there not been a festival where somebody was selling something illegal?
Very remember true. In some venues in Chicago, the air would be rich with the pungent, sweet smell of marijuana, and people would be just passing doobies around. I never participated in that.
I was at Pink Floyd, and it was an outdoor concert. It was at Legion Field in Birmingham, and there was a cloud of marijuana over the stadium.
When I saw Bob Dylan, they were folks in there token.
We interrupt Keeping Trashy for this call from David this morning.
Hey. All I want to know is, Greg, are you getting tickets to the Field of Dreams game next year?
No. Oh, we were talking about that this morning. How cool is that?
I love the idea. That was my next story, as a matter of fact.
Oh, okay.
Can you imagine how much tickets would go for that?
I don't know how they're going to set that up. They're going to have to put up an outfield fence. They're going to have to put up a batter's eye. Obviously, they're going to want some people to see it, so they're going to have to erect a grandstand of some
8,000 seats.
8,000?
8,000. And they're actually going to have the players come walking through the cornfield onto the field.
All right, so folks, we need to tell you, this is the Yankees and the White Sox next year.
August 13th.
Where Field of Dreams was shot.
Yeah, which is Dyersville, Iowa. And a lot of people don't know this, that field area, that area there was actually owned by two different families. And they have basically been at war with each other since that movie.
Really?
So I do not know how that's going to work out with all of this.
Like Greg getting concerned about how they're going to do it, and they're going to have to put a fence up and all that stuff. You just let them worry about that. You just be excited because it's your baseball.
Right.
Baseball.
Anyway, it's a very cool idea.
I think so.
It is. I mean, it's a great idea. I really almost wish that they would, you know, raffle those tickets out and all the money go to like some charities or something like that.
That'd be a good idea.
Kind of a situation, yeah. You know, give the tickets to like first responders or veterans or, you know, something like that.
So as long as some people can get media passes.
You know, it's been a while since I've seen it. I'm going to have to pull the movie out again.
I just watched it a couple weeks ago.
That movie made me, I had tears at the end of it.
I always do.
Great movie. So have a good one, guys.
All right, thanks, man.
Came out and saw it.
I'm not a guy.
We're not going to take you to the game.
When people say, thanks, guys, I just throw that out to any group. It's a generic term. It's very generic.
Although sometimes they refer to us as a gang.
Yeah.
And that can be men and women also.
Yeah. And our gang could wear yellows.
That's a very intimidating color. I'll save this Chris Rock story for this afternoon.
I felt so dumb about that. Because I didn't get it.
He's another one of those comedians that has one topic. And, I'm sorry. I just can't listen to somebody scream at me for an hour and a half. Why does he have to? He squawks like a parrot for 90 minutes. You know, tell a damn joke. Celebrities who lost all of their money.
Oh.
The list starts with Michael Jackson.
Okay.
He was $400 to $500 million in debt when he died in 2009.
Yeah.
But he is one of those celebrities who's made a ton of money post-mortem, so he is a legitimate cash cow now. All those debts have been paid.
Yeah. Who else?
Nicolas Cage. We talked about him yesterday, yeah. I think. $150 million between 96 and 2011, and spent it all on crazy things like dinosaur skeletons. Mike Tyson earned a reported $400 million, beating people's faces in. By 2003, he owed money to the IRS, British tax authorities, a personal trainer, and others. He must have the same account that Wesley Snipes does. Ulysses S. Grant, after his presidency, started a financial firm called Grant and Ward. But Ferdinand Ward, the partner, embezzled the investors' money, and it left Grant bankrupt in 1884.
He was, right before he died, was finishing his autobiography so that his family would have a few dollars. And it did order a lot of money.
Yeah. Kim Basinger, I remember this. In 89, she bought Brazelton, Georgia, the entire town. And she was going to put something there, like a tourist attraction or a movie studio, and it never happened. And she also got sued for pulling out of the movie Boxing Helena and had to pay the studio $4 million for that.
Really?
Burt Reynolds, we used to hear those stories because he had the Burt Reynolds Dinner Theater in Jupiter, Florida, right up the road from Miami and Fort Lauderdale. And his financial woes were well known. And Gary Coleman, as a child, he was making $70,000 an episode on Different Strokes, but his parents screwed him over, and that's why he was working as a mall security guard or something when he passed away.